This is Bill Munhausen with a key opinion. Agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation raided the personal residence of a former president of the United States in a public display of raw power. Never mind that President Trump had endured extreme examination by his opponents for most of his term, and that no conclusion of wrongdoing had been determined. Never mind that the federal government has every peaceful legal advantage to subpoena information from any citizen, even a former president. They chose to weaponize the FBI to send armed agents to his home. Every citizen should be concerned, regardless of your political persuasion, when federal officials can use force to get what they want without explanation or justification. Americans have always honored the office of the presidency and the men who have occupied it, regardless of their job performance. It is an American tradition that crosses party lines. Unfortunately, there are people in power who no longer care about hallowed tradition or the rule of law. They perform acts of this nature as much for media theater as for any legal purpose, and their actions are recognized as politically motivated. This was not the first episode. We've seen this heavy-handed approach used against presidential advisor Roger Stone, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, and former Assistant Attorney General Jeff Clark. None of these men are professional criminals deserving of such treatment. For that matter, even criminals are presumed innocent according to the traditions of American justice. This is not something that only affects the rich and famous. Just last year, armed ATF agents raided a local firearms retailer and confiscated all his inventory. It was clear that whatever paperwork infractions had taken place, it could have been resolved in a more civil manner without destroying a local business. Yet nothing was done by local government to defend the business owner or even obtain a public explanation from federal authorities. For years, we have watched these kinds of outrageous attacks against the rule of law and have felt powerless to do anything to restore justice and integrity to our nation. There is little that can be done to quickly correct the abuses of power by D.C. politicians, but there is something we can do. It's a call for solidarity in our local community. Every citizen, every public official, and every church leader should formally condemn lawless behavior whenever it occurs and pledge to defend the citizens of Lake of the Ozarks from its reach. Local government is the first level of defense of our God-given freedoms. Whenever D.C. politicians try to limit those freedoms, local government and local citizens must take a stand against them with whatever legal means are at our disposal. We can also work to reduce the scope and power of the federal government through initiatives like the Convention of States to impose term limits or a balanced budget. America is still our country, and we must work together to protect our future.